If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
High Society Radio and a very special episode. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Does one of us have a drug problem? Very special episode.
Who are you?
Chris from Brooklyn.
Thank you. And it's High Society Radio at HS Radio Show on Twitter. At HS Radio Show on Twitter. Instagram.com/High Society Radio. There's a subreddit. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. And finally, Patreon.com/High Society Radio. We have finally hit our goal, thanks to all you Patreon subscribers, of $500 to finally throw our $1 pizza party. Chris, since our last episode, you said, well, there was one man really that put us over the top. Who is it?
That was Chunky.
Chunky! Ballin', motherfucker! Ballin'!
Oh, yeah.
Again and again.
Let's not forget James M., though, who also played.
What up, James M.?
Shout out to everybody.
And really, thank you guys. They're great
to
people.
All of you Patreon
and
subscribers
and everything else.
Patreon.com/High Society Radio. You guys made this possible. Now, at times over since we started it, I got a little freaked out because I'm not sure. I honestly
you
don't
got
know.
Anxious.
I don't know how we're gonna throw this party at this point.
We'll be all right.
I'm not sure. I mean, was this my idea or was it Johnny's?
This was your idea. 100% your idea. Yes. I mean, really, you should be in charge of 100% of the planning.
I'm cool signing that. That was all you, son.
I had shoulder surgery. I can't plan a party right now. At least I'm gonna need help to plan the party.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you might want to go outside Home Depot. You could probably get some help out there.
No doubt. I think I could. Yeah, get some. What's it called? Contractors.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
Well, no, contractors are the guys who go get those other guys. They're called illegal immigrants.
Hey, oh. Home Depot, son. We only need people to fucking pick up and drop, bro.
So you're saying that, let me think, that we need more illegal immigrants at the party. Now, are the illegal immigrants, are they donating to the Patreon?
They're catering.
No, yeah, they're catering. Yeah.
They're catering.
I mean,
we'll get them all white fucking shirts or high society t-shirts.
I mean, should we rent a house or something? Or
Airbnb it?
Or what?
Anything.
We should fucking Airbnb it in Brooklyn. That's what we should fucking
that
do.
That's fucking expensive.
One fucking night and we lie to them? What's the big fucking deal?
Yeah. We'll use your credit card because mine is.
Look, I'll tell you.
Not working.
Can we pay cash?
Can we pay cash?
Can we get one of those Russell Simmons fucking credit cards you put money on and then we just give that as
you
our.
Have to give your social security number or they won't give you one of those. Yeah, I thought about that a long time ago for scamming lots of things, all right?
God damn
everybody had that thought.
God damn you, Russell Simmons.
Fuck, man.
Not making it easy to steal from eBay.
We could be hipsterish and do this shit on a train. Just take a round trip on a motherfucker.
Not fucking bringing a bunch of pizza on a train. And plus, I don't want to annoy everyone on the subway. No, it has to be either in a bar or a rented Airbnb place that we use a fake credit card for and with a fake name and a fake social security number.
I thought we were going to look into
the park.
Koreatown karaoke rooms.
What? I don't even remember talking about this.
Yeah, we did. We bought it up. I think it's like $700. It's not too
bad. No, it's not even that. It's like $500.
Is it?
Yeah. Then we just have to get pizza and booze.
Pizza, though.
And I'm sure people are going to bring booze. I mean, we should just get beers. I'm sure people will bring liquor.
No, I mean, this is our party for our fucking Patreon subscribers. We have to have some alcohol at the very least. Some of this money's got to go to that. How many people is the fucking as a karaoke room fill? Or take?
I mean, depends the size of the room. Well, that's what I'm saying is we got to see how many people are actually going to show up.
Okay, so this is the first thing we have to do. We have to actually contact the Patreon subscribers.
Well, I can just put a post on Patreon.
And they'll all see that?
And yeah, they get an email.
Okay.
But here's another thing, is that we got to make sure these motherfuckers actually cough up the money. Because at the end of the month, they could decline their pledges.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That could happen.
They could. I don't know why you'd throw that out there
I'm just saying, they could.
No, Chris is right. So we can't plan anything. We can't actually put a deposit down or book anything.
So we know we're getting the cash.
Until we get the cash in. But we should. Okay, so let's go ahead and plan this thing as if we were going to get that cash. So this makes us look like real scumbags. I don't even trust the people who are thanking and who are very supportive of the show. Regardless.
We're paranoid, son.
We've just been screwed so many times in the past.
We'll tentatively
in our whole fucking life.
We should tentatively book a date and a place in the next like 2 weeks or something.
Well, I told everybody originally that we would give at least 1 month notice before the party.
Okay.
So I'm thinking
we got some people flying out, supposedly.
Maybe a week or two before Christmas, or maybe we should wait until January. Honestly.
Before Christmas, it sounds good.
I think no, because you know something, you don't want to do something. It's November. You really don't want to be planning stuff like this around the holidays. I think we should maybe wait till mid-January.
Do you have somebody to spend the holidays with this year I didn't know about? Your holidays ain't really that busy.
I'm thinking of the people who contribute to the show.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
Who obviously
Johnny doesn't give
have
a fuck.
Families.
Johnny doesn't even have a fucking internet connection. I don't know what the hell he does. Piece of garbage. So you're saying, I mean, yeah.
We have a lot of fans in the upstate New York area.
Upstate New York? Suck our dicks.
And even like, you know. Go Pack Joe has plenty of free time. He can get over here. Lots of people. People said they would come from England.
Australia. Wow. So we want Aussie on there.
Well, okay, so everyone listening, we will give ample time. The fucking party's going to happen. It's finally happening. Now we just have to figure out a date and a venue. Now, if we get the fake social security number, we're going to do it at an Airbnb. The nicest Airbnb we can find.
I mean, we can just buy a fake social security number off the dark web and then start one of those Russell Simmons credit cards. But that seems like a lot of work. I mean, we have a guy that we could put in charge of that.
Yeah, we know a dark web guy.
But he
is totally unreliable and a crazy asshole.
Yes, and Puerto Rican. Oh, sure. Let's not forget that part.
Wow, those are a lot of strikes against him.
Yeah. Three, to be precise.
That's
see,
an out.
It's October.
That's an out. He's an out. Okay, so doing something illegal out of the question for right now.
I mean, for our fans, I think they'd be more hyped if we were doing it illegally.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So there might be a Koreatown fucking karaoke hole, basically,
Midtown Manhattan. They're nice rooms.
There could also be a bar, I guess, somewhere.
Fucking, there's a bar downtown that has pizza with it.
No, dude, we're fucking providing the pizza, Johnny. What the fuck are you thinking?
I'm just saying, son.
That ruins the fucking party.
Well, I mean, if it's a place that gives free pizza.
That's what I'm saying. It comes with the
drinks and shit. No, we're buying the fucking dollar pizza ourselves, and we're bringing it to wherever the fuck we're going. That was the whole point of this thing. Okay. Which dollar pizza spot should we go to? That's the next question.
You already know what we're going to fucking get. Like,
two bros.
That's it.
That's the name brand.
I guess there's some
technically,
two bros.
We could do Little Caesars. They're kind of dollar slices.
No, Johnny, you're fucking, you don't get it. We're going to a dollar pizza spot in New York City. And we're taking
boxes.
It to a place that doesn't sell pizza, and we're giving it to the very wonderful Patreon subscribers.
What,
stop bringing up Little Caesars.
Stop
bringing up fucking all this other crazy shit. You know how this thing's getting planned.
Other than the price, that's the supplemental prestige of the dollar pizza spot is that they all have that cheap Chinese food hot sauce bottle.
Yeah,
we need one
fantastic.
Of those too. We're gonna have you can't have a dollar pizza party without that.
That's fucking obvious. Everyone knows we're going to have the fucking cheap hot sauce, dude.
Mm. All right.
I'm glad we're all talking this out because everyone's fucking heads all over the place.
I mean, it seems like you're going crazy.
Yeah, a little
bit I think
more
we,
crazy than you need
like,
to. I'm pretty chill.
Johnny
about
works
it.
In a school.
I don't know. We're going to pull this off.
And I think we could plan a pizza party for what's probably going to be us and like four drug addicts.
Yeah.
Don't shit
also,
on our
fucking. Are we
giving
party favors? Just throwing that
no,
out there.
No, illegal.
What? It could be legal. He just said party
no
favors.
No Sherman Cruz, son.
Oh, that's a good point. We should get. We should try to get a bulk order of Richard Sherman jerseys.
That's what I'm saying, son.
Because this should we just call us the Legion of Boom Party?
Hey, nobody copyright that shit. We good, dog.
I think they might have copyrighted the sales.
I don't think you can copyright something that's that close to. An
they
already
did probably,
thing.
Son.
Yeah, I think yeah, they must
they
have,
did,
right? Because that
probably.
Was their fucking. Yeah. That was
that's
their
the
big
NFL
thing.
They have T-shirts and shit.
Oh hell yeah, they have mad T-shirts. They love it. Damn. They love the Legion of Boom. The Legion of Boom looks like shit right now.
Damn.
Seahawks suck.
Yeah.
This is exciting, though. It's finally happening.
Now I'm fucking nervous. Thanks for that. I was pretty chill about this whole
fucking
thing.
Because you don't think about anything, Johnny. You're just going through life. Like, oh, what's going to happen?
I think you're overthinking. It's a pizza party. Fourth graders pull this off.
Yeah, that's true.
Fourth graders.
I do this shit at least once a month.
I can't deal with regular life. You know this. I'm a fucking train wreck.
This isn't regular
life. You're
looking
at it the wrong way,
think about
son.
What this is. This is so far beyond regular life. This is getting pizzas for a bunch of people who want to get drunk with you. We're excited to get drunk with you. That's not regular.
I know we're going to fuck this up.
No way.
He's just trying to get
Johnny
out of the plan.
Johnny just tried to fucking get pizza from Little Caesars.
Nobody would try. Know. He just suggested.
I saw him fucking
There's
looking
no
up the number.
There's no bad ideas in brainstorming. Jesus.
Throw shit on the wall, see what sticks, right? That's what they say in marketing.
I'm not jerking off on the wall. Or shitting on it.
Oh, I mean, that could be a feature of the party, though. People might want to see that.
We have a jizz wall.
That guy wanted me to choke him. Dutch wanted me to choke him.
Oh, Dutch. Shout out to Dutch. He's going to be there. Maybe that'll happen, huh? Maybe somebody gets their fucking wish.
What up, Dutch?
Dutch.
Should we get rare Pepes? Or is that too crazy?
No, that's crazy, son. We were blowing money out the ass right now.
God, I love Pepe.
It's too fucking cold, too. Because remember, you had that idea about the park and shit, but it's way too cold now for that.
Yeah, this is going to be an inside party.
Unless, you know, everybody mans up, just wears a hoodie. We just eat at Central Park, son.
I mean, it's our tribute to, who was the kid who got shot for the hoodie?
Oh, Trayvon?
It's a Trayvon party now.
Yeah, there you go.
Hoodie up. What up?
And we can get a two bros around here. It's not too bad.
It's true.
Think that shit out. Maybe we'll get bikes and ride around.
We're going to need a ride to kick bring all this pizza. How many fucking pizza pies? Or we'll have to figure out how many people are coming, right?
I mean, I feel like we should probably get 10 pizzas.
It's eight fucking slices per pie.
There's 60 Patreon people.
Oh, that was like 70. Sure,
no, it's like 65. Right. Some people aren't going to come.
Oh. There's but eight, you people
well, we give them the time
money.
In advance. Can they bring a plus one? That's another thing.
Oh, shit. I'm going to say no.
No.
I'm going to say no. No
plus one. Unless bring a dollar at the door.
Unless you're plus one.
Bring a dollar and a BYOB, son.
Unless you're plus one, donate to the Patreon
maybe
page.
Maybe some Sherm jerseys.
Or a fucking Richard Sherman jersey.
That'll get you in.
I don't care about Cam Chancellor. I want Sherman. All right?
A LeGarrette Blount will also settle. That'll be all right, I guess. Damn, dog.
This is fucking wild times, dude. We finally made it. We actually achieved a goal.
I don't know why you got so stressed out. Like, now it fucking stressed me out. I got to go home and, like, do math and shit.
You know why? Because you're never stressed out. And I want
you,
mean,
you
to fucking
feel.
You
don't have to do math. It's going to be fine, you guys.
No, the way he made it fucking sound.
I was in between shows when they hit the when we hit the mark.
Yeah.
I was trying to do math to figure out how many pies we wanted. And I couldn't just figure out the way. It just goes by slice. They're a dollar. It's fucking the easiest math in the world. I'm retarded.
So it's $8 a pie.
Yes.
I mean, whatever. We're not going to need more than 12, I don't think. Maybe 15.
We got some big listeners, though. I thought fucking 20. More than that.
Just to be safe.
Well, let's see how many people RSVP.
20 fucking pies. What are we feeding a fucking community?
Look, dude, we're fucking going. We're doing this big, or why do it at all?
160 slices. Who are we feeding?
We don't want to throw out a bunch of pizza.
Yeah, hey, that's what I'm saying.
No, we're not.
You're going to keep that shit. You going to eat all that?
Oh, that's what everyone doesn't know. Fucking all the pizza's got to be finished before you can leave. I'm not wasting the fucking and the crust, and there's no toppings.
Damn, this is
so dumb. now you're just like an old lady who found their kid with a pack of cigarettes. Now that's what this party's turned into. You're gonna smoke every single
one.
You're
gonna give us money.
That's how you got started.
Force feed you, bro.
All the pizza better be eaten.
Damn,
we've been talking about it long enough.
I mean, if we're gonna have to eat all the pizza,
why am I so sweaty?
That means there's certain things that we can't do.
I think they might be like just between the three of us, we could probably do what two pies.
You call it a box of pizza?
Box of pizza pies? I don't give a fuck, man. We got to eat them shits, right? Damn.
Oh, yeah, we got
to
eat them.
Just go into two bros and I need a Crave crate of pizzas.
Oh, that's pretty good. I like that. Yeah. But that's 30. That's a lot. Well, depending on who comes. Now, our fucking non-Patreon subscribers fucking able to come?
No. I already told my homeboys, y'all ain't paid fucking dollar. Y'all coming to this party. Say, yo, what's good? We'll work security. I don't need no security. I'm with my friends.
Let's just see how this whole fucking
I feel like
thing
there's certain
together.
People.
No,
what about Young Joe? Mark Zito.
Zito kind of helped with the show, so he's good.
Listen, first and foremost, the Patreon subscribers will be taken care of like the VIPs that they fucking are.
Yeah, there's no red velvet rope.
They'll be forced to finish their dinner or they won't get dessert, which is just warm beer.
No, there'll be more pizza. I'll get 25 pies.
By the way, what am I?
I'm more worried about you melting down than us pulling this together.
Oh, he's going to be a wreck day of. You know that shit. Right?
There's going to be fucking a few meltdowns.
Well, here's the first one.
Guess what, bruh? I'm off the fucking rails.
Oh, God. Oh,
and
God.
I'm on the fucking Percocets.
So, what that mean you came down?
You really
went from up to down?
Hard. Like, you got to slow down on that. You know,
you better slow down, dude.
They're not Kit Kats and whatever. You got to slow down on them shit.
Really? Because they taste better than Kit Kats.
Oh, God. Oh, fucking
you can't crush them up and fucking snort a Kit
Kat. So, I guess it's me and you fake of running this shit, dog.
I got
we
bad
one
arm.
Man down. What? How you going to even carry boxes, B? At this point, it's just me and Fagan doing this shit.
Look, I'll supervise.
Oh, God. That is the whitest shit white people say, too. I'll supervise. God damn.
That's the whitest shit white people say?
When it comes to him, yes.
I'll supervise?
Shit.
It's like, hey, go pick all that cotton. I'll supervise. All
right. Well,
that's
racist.
Damn, son.
Well, that's an example.
Please.
I'm just giving an example of Johnny's...
Damn, B.
Thing that he said.
Are you guys excited, though?
I was, motherfucker. Now you got me nervous, B. I got to cover my angles and shit. Do we even have a license for this place? Do we need a DJ? What the fuck?
I didn't plan on a DJ.
Are we getting party hats? Because we got High Society Radio cups.
Oh, yeah. We have to bring High Society Radio cups.
And T-shirts. The T-shirts are not free. Your
depending on,
pay,
depending on how this goes or where the venue is, we could just make Jungle Juice.
Word, think, son. Yo, trash can that shit.
You think the people,
recycling
the Patreon,
can, actually.
People will fucking want Jungle Juice? I mean, yeah. I have a great recipe.
Yeah, son, they want that.
You mean grain alcohol and Kool-Aid?
Dude, don't worry about it. I'm not going to give it out.
What are you giving out a recipe for, son?
Oh, there's much more to it, all right? It's a concoction.
Don't put this shit out there like that.
Yeah, I'm just going to pee in your jar.
And that,
juice,
matter of fact,
cash.
He can't even make that juice. Motherfucker's one-armed right now, son.
Johnny, I'll give you a shopping list, and I'll supervise you pouring it into a bucket.
Thank you so much. I ain't got enough shit to do. That's fantastic.
Chris, you got the pizza. Johnny, you're going to the liquor store. Get the Everclear. I'm going to hang out here. I'm going to smoke some cigarettes.
This was all your idea. I don't care if you're hurt. Fuck you. You're doing all of this. We didn't want to do it.
Really? You didn't want to fucking get this party together? You didn't want to meet the listeners who were so grateful to us that they donate to the show at patreon.com/highsocietyradio.
I wanted to meet the listeners. You were like, yo, let's feed them too and shit, but they got to pay. I'm like, how's that work?
I said, hey, wouldn't it be great if we all got a bunch of dollar pizzas and hang out and have
matter
a great
fact,
party
any
till
listener,
7 in the fucking morning.
Any listen on Reddit, God, just do me a favor and post the clip of fucking Stanley saying all this shit. I'm pretty sure Stanley was the bright one with this idea.
You're the brightest one.
And he fucking breaks his arm fucking, what were you throwing, fucking curveballs or some shit? What happened?
Throwing that fucking heat, dude.
God damn. How you gonna carry a box though? Like, come on, man.
Maybe we'll get a radio flyer and just fucking drag this around.
We're going to have to get a t-shirt gun for this motherfucker to give out shirts now. Because you can't throw them shits.
How much does a t-shirt gun cost? Let me see.
Oh, God.
Find out. I want you to find out.
I don't think you're supposed to be using those in close quarters, though.
Yeah, well, it ain't on us.
Could you have the emails of all the Patreon subscribers? Are you sure that they will see that the Patreon thing will go out? Okay. Because I know it's impossible to fucking... coordinate all these people to fucking come here. I, like you said, I want them all to come here. I want them all to make the party.
I think they can coordinate
and
themselves.
And we will do our best to get everyone there.
I think they could coordinate themselves. We're just giving them a location. They're pretty, like, you know.
T-shirt cannon costs $225.
That's it? All right,
how much?
New fucking goal.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Well, I mean, plus shipping. So
damn,
so it's about $275.
Yeah. All right, so you want to get T-shirt cannon as a goal.
I like t-shirts. I like having them shot at me, and I like the idea of shooting them at someone else. So
there's a nice one on Etsy.
Let's get one of those. Let's get a t-shirt can. Let's get a hoverboard. Let's get three hoverboards. Different.
They're
colors.
Not hoverboards.
You know what? I at first I didn't think they were hoverboards.
No, they're still not hoverboards.
David,
now
not
I do
the
think
ground,
they're hoverboards.
Fuck you. They're not hoverboards.
They technically are. You're not touching the ground, right? That's the point of a hoverboard. You're not touching the ground.
No, the point of a hoverboard is to hover. That is
you're kind of all hovering.
That is a
yeah, you are kind of.
That is the rollerblade equivalent of a Segway.
I don't think so.
I don't know, bro.
Kind of like.
I think you're totally
on them
wrong.
Hard.
Shitting on them kind of hard.
I think we all need hoverboards because. I mean, we're not going to come to the party walking, are we?
I mean, fucking plebs. We'll take the subway.
No, we're going to be on hoverboards.
I'm sure it'll be up a flight of steps because those tend to be cheaper venues.
We're going to get some hoverboards and impress everyone that gave us, who donated to the Patreon.
Account. Oh, so they'll love seeing that we've just thrown their money away. we could just buy new equipment and make the show better.
Sorry, no pizza. It's cash bar. I'll be in the back with my hoverboard. I got to charge
Chewing coke off of it.
No.
I can't even afford a mirror
you
now.
Do I have a hoverboard, though? It's great.
We can charge him to take a picture with said hoverboards.
Okay.
And shit. Like $2 a photo.
That's a pretty good idea.
Three for
make
the talent.
This, make some of this hoverboard money back.
Hell yes.
Finally afford to buy these people some pizza. if you're a Patreon patron, you'll be over the next week or two, we're going to figure out the details, venue, date, et cetera, et cetera.
Should we have a raffle?
For what?
What do we give away?
The t-shirt cannon that you're making me buy.
No, oh, yeah. that's for us to keep, dog.
I feel like that's a good price. Like, if I left a party with a t-shirt and a can, if I'd rather have the cannon than the t-shirt, obviously.
Maybe we will do a raffle.
Maybe I can get somebody to make a stencil. We can airbrush the name of the show on the back.
We're trying to make this nice for everybody. So we're going to figure this out.
And you can probably stuff other things besides t-shirts in there, like poop,
rocks, razor blades,
cigarette butts.
Sure. All the things people
Halloween's
like.
Coming up. Eggs.
All the things people like to have. Oh, bricks. Yeah. This is our special Halloween episode as well.
Why are you guys jizzing on each other?
It's ectoplasm. It's scary.
It's the High Society Radio Take My Jizz Halloween special.
Can you say spooktacular? Or is that...
Scariest movie you've ever seen, Johnny.
Whoa, that's racist.
Nightmare on Elm Street, son.
The first one?
Yeah.
Fucked you up when you were a little kid?
Oh, hell yeah. You fucking die in your sleep, son. You gotta sleep some point.
Chris, from Brooklyn.
Scariest movie I've ever seen.
I don't know. Yeah, did you see Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the first one?
I saw that as an adult.
As a child, did anything scare you?
Your life, your home life?
I didn't really watch horror movies as a kid. I would say maybe like the first Jason movie, or maybe the second one.
All right, got Jason, got fucking Nightmare on Elm Street. For me, watched it last week. The Visit, M. Night Shyamalan.
Don't ruin it. I have it on fucking...
What's the twist?
Being facetious.
It's a terrible movie?
Fucking awful.
It got bad good reviews, son.
A lot of bad movies get good reviews.
My teenagers was like, yo, if you want to see some scary shit, go check that out. I was like,
I watched the first 15 minutes, got bored, read what happened, and I was like, I didn't watch that.
Why didn't you let it play
you
out?
Always do that, and then you... Like, nobody really... Movies can get saved.
You gotta ride
out,
son. I'm
gonna tell you what happened.
No.
Spoiler alert for The Visit, special Halloween episode. The parents, they weren't their actual grandparents. They were two people that escaped from an insane asylum.
Oh, and they killed
the
grandparents?
Killed the real grandparents?
I can't remember. I can't remember from the Wikipedia article.
Fucking asshole.
They might have.
That movie. I had no idea what you were talking about until you just said the grandparents. Really, I had no fucking clue.
Whoa. It's fucking scary, right?
I'm scared. Super scary, bro.
I got to see this new Paranormal Activity movie.
I'm tired of them shits.
Why, dog? I like to see... I like found footage.
Are they doing another VHS movie? Because those are the best horror movies.
Those shits was all right. The VHS 2? First one was all right.
VHS 2 is my shit, son.
I didn't watch VHS 2. I saw VHS 1, but some of the stories are pretty good.
Yeah, that shit was cool.
I like the Batwoman that fucked that guy.
Hell yeah.
Son. She just ripped that.
Everybody likes that
hat.
Part.
Yeah, that's a good. I mean, they knew what they were fucking doing leading off with that one.
Yeah, those balls in her mouth. Like, Jesus Christ, some nuts in your mouth. That was kind of scary.
Right?
She's kind of hot, too.
She was all right until that hair started growing. And I'm like, I can't fuck with your hairy feet, yo. I'm done. Just kill me now.
You don't have that fetish?
Not for hairy feet.
Hairy feet?
No.
There's like a ridiculous amount of post-apocalyptic movies that have come out in like the last couple months. Then they were all, they just look like just terrible, just look awful. Every variation of either there was a disease or zombies
or some shit.
Diseases that turn people into zombies or monsters.
You got Boy Scouts versus Zombies coming out on Friday. It should be nice.
Does anyone give, like, I heard Walking Dead starting to get shittier fucking ratings. Is that true?
I hope so.
Yeah, that's true. I can't watch that shit no more, son. They were mad because some Asian dude got eaten and shit.
Asian guy died finally?
Well, now he's saying it might be a fucking, it might have not happened because he might have taken a body and put it on top of himself. I was like, fuck out of here. He died. In the comics, he died.
Did he?
He got beat with a bat to death and shit, so.
Johnny, you sent me an article the other day about some guy who apparently thought his buddy was a zombie because he binge-watched Walking Dead and just killed his best friend, apparently.
Fuck, yeah, man. It was like in New Mexico or
something.
You're
reading The Onion again?
Is this no, Daily News.
Daily
New Mexico
News.
Brutally killed his buddy after binge watching The Walking Dead because he believed his friend had transformed into a zombie.
Was he also fucking high on the Legion of Boom Sherm?
It might have been, son, because you don't normally like see your boy turning a zombie. Like, I ain't gonna front. If one of y'all was in pain, I'd put you out your misery, son.
Thank you.
Sometimes you'd be wheezing. I'm like, damn, this motherfucker just wants it in the back of the head.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes Chris gets a little shakes in his legs. I'm like, man, I just want to put a pillow over this motherfucker's face.
I don't get shakes in my legs.
Sometimes
you
do something. You see, you don't even notice. That's how Michael J. Fox started. You
what
know
are you
that.
Talking about?
I'm just telling you. You'll notice. Look at that. Shaking already, son.
You're just making stuff up.
Mm-mm.
It's just restless leg syndrome. You don't have to fucking put him down.
How's he going to walk, son? You got a matter of fact, you got a bum arm right now, son.
Mm. You thinking about doing me?
Oh, shit. You're kind of slowing me down for this pizza party, too. Can't carry your weight, man.
Are you going to eat your weight in pizza? Are we going to do like a complete freak show?
You know what? I was planning on it. I didn't want to ruin it
Yo,
for everyone.
Keep it G, son. I just thought about that. With the excess pizza we might have, let's have them have an eating contest. Who can eat the most pizza?
Yeah, that's what we want to do. Make them eat pizza. Who would fucking say, let's make the fucking Patreon page?
You did earlier in this show.
That's how, I did it. Yeah, that was Johnny.
Fuck a raffle, son. That's a bitch ass move. They want that gun. They got to eat that box.
But you're going to make them eat your pussy?
Not mine. I'm saying a pizza box.
You have to
box.
Eat Bronx Johnny's pussy.
Yeah,
at this
there you
party.
Go. Just man pussy that shit up for you.
Just fucking. Just eat. And the ass. You got to eat that ass too. Come on. It's all part of it. It's all part of the plan. Come on, dogs.
There's going to be a lot of pizza left. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
It's not like Thanksgiving dinner. Them shit's only last a
I'm telling
a day.
Everyone coming to this party right now, come hungry.
Oh, yes. Starve yourself for like a day or two.
And eat fast because that dollar pizza does not taste very good when it's not hot.
Oh, not at all, son.
I could bring a blowtorch. Heat it up. I got a Searsol attachment.
Let's not fucking have open flames.
I'm a chef. I know how to use a blowtorch.
That's a good point. But you're gonna be all messed up, though.
Yeah, you fucking shaking and everything.
You got any drink at work?
Don't give away the secrets, Chris. You haven't even been at work. You were on vacation, right?
Yep.
Where'd you go again?
Atlanta.
I thought you went to Arizona for some reason.
No.
Are you going to Arizona?
No.
You should.
Why did I think you were going to Atlanta?
I did go see the same friend when he lived in Arizona.
Okay. That's kind of gay though, right, Johnny? That he went to go see a dude?
Single
by
fella?
Himself?
He's married.
It can't be gay then. The dude's got a, you know, better half.
But he's
shit.
An actor.
He's married Johnny. To a woman? I didn't even ask you that part.
Yeah, he's married to a woman.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he like his beard or some shit? Or?
I mean, I don't think so.
Kind of acting.
I heard them banging.
Nice. You just, that's mad straight.
What do you mean? I was in the next room. They thought I was asleep because I was pretty drunk. Sometimes you hear people banging when you're staying in their house.
Did you knock and say, yo, could you keep it down? Or did you like give them
No, I put my headphones on. What do you mean? I'm polite
shit,
house
son.
Guest.
You should have fucking listened and timed.
Oh, yeah, son. Be like, yo.
Be real fucking
help,
creepy.
Like, you need to get your prostate
checked
just out.
Just turn the metronome app on my tablet, slide it under the door.
Yeah. Start just pounding on the wall. When's the cum going to come out, bro?
So other than them banging, what else did you do on the fucking trip?
Went to a lot of strip clubs.
Of course you did.
To a lot of strip clubs.
Nice. Any good ones?
Yeah, they're all good.
You can never find a strip club in New York. I just got to see all the sights.
What do you mean? First of all, strip clubs are like half price down there. Second of all,
really?
They
you
show
like
pink.
The nice ones?
They show pink like that.
Oh, God bless
Yeah,
me.
And you could smoke in the strip clubs
what?
Down there.
What? Damn, son.
What? How much was a drink at the strip club?
Cheap.
Like how much?
The
how
cheapest
much
was like a $3 beer I got at a strip club.
Wow.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
That's like so happy
there was one strip club, people weren't even looking at the strippers. We went to like a hood strip club called Pinups, which was great. I'm not trying to deride it by calling it hood.
Yeah,
it was great because it was hood.
Yeah.
Like cheap beers and like people just weren't even looking up from their pool game to look at the pussy on the stage.
Man, they had a pool table in there?
They had like
too?
Four pool tables.
If if this beer was at the strip clubs was $3, was it just free at bars and restaurants to just give out alcohol?
No, I mean, that was for like a Pabst. You know, they had other stuff that was a little more expensive.
High-end shit.
Yeah. And they all have specials on Sunday night and like Monday night, there's different specials, different spots.
Of course there is.
Yeah. It's like we were like going in and like, you know, we were going to like a bunch of bars and we were like, we should go to strip club for a little while.
Yeah.
I was smoking cigars in strip clubs.
Nice, bro. You live in that plantation life, son.
So I guess you're moving to Atlanta now?
I do declare. It's pretty sweet. Like, I mean, even with your credit, you could probably get a house down there. It's not particularly expensive.
That's impossible.
Wow, no way, son.
No.
You're paying cash?
No, I'm telling you. It's not that expensive.
Well, it's the South. Yeah, get outside of New York, everything is cheap.
But it's gentrifying. Down there, which is weird.
Wow, that's
gentrification X. What's up?
Really?
So, like, if you buy now, that shit'll be worth way more in a few years.
Well, Danny, you're still a carpetbagger down there, ain't you? Like,
I really don't know what that word means. I've heard
it
a lot
like
since junior high school.
It's like Northerners going over there buying like property and businesses and shit.
Oh,
and
yeah, I'm definitely
slaves.
One of those.
Yeah, that too.
I'm going to open up an artisanal grilled cheese cart down there.
Yeah, I did see you go on the Twitter and on our Twitter account at HS Radio Show and say that asking people for shit to do in Atlanta.
Yeah, most people just said to leave, which is weird because there's a lot of strip clubs and fried chicken. Like, why would you not want to be there? It's pretty good.
And it's cheap.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a little different, I guess, when you're not working and you're just hanging out. There's gun ranges. Gun range was dumb cheap, too. We went in there and they were like, well, these guns are free to try. And I was like, that's like 20
free
guns.
Free to try, son?
You got to pay for ammo.
Oh, fuck.
But they're free to rent the guns.
How much was beer there?
They didn't have beer at the gun range.
Wow.
But they were like, if you got a flask, we don't care.
Oh, my
God. Oh, shit, that's awesome. Why
so the gun range is BYOB.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sounds like off the rails down there, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Sounds fucking nuts.
How are the lap dances?
I'll tell you, because it's bottomless, there's not as much grinding as here in New York. But less than half price.
It's not too bad.
So
you give it a little, get a little, I guess.
Yeah. It's a give and take, you know. Personally, I don't need the bottomless. I prefer not the bottomless in a strip club in general.
Leave some mystery.
It's like cool because you're down there and, you know. It's like, oh, this is something I don't get to see all the time when I'm in a strip club.
Mm.
But, like, I almost kind of like it better when they got the bottoms on and then, you know, you think they like you and they flash a little.
Oh,
you know
sure.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then they move to the side a little bit. Yeah. I'm like, oh, we're bonding.
There's a
here.
Connection.
You know, yeah,
here.
This is
between you and my money.
I mean,
this is great.
It's whatever. Still a connection, bro.
Oh, speaking of connections, I also saw, let's see, last week we were talking about, we discovered drill rap and we talked about drill rap and Slim Jesus and this other dude. From
bands
from what MGEB click
GMEBE
GMEBE fucking crew from Chicago.
I they followed us on Twitter.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Are we gonna get to talk to bands?
I hope so. It's in the works.
Oh, yeah.
Should be good in the next week or so.
I was looking at our DMs and you had to talk to someone called C. Just
yeah, that's
C.
their publicist. Working on it.
It's like Entourage over there.
This is pretty exciting. Like Are you excited to get bands on the show?
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, certain people in this room sometimes get a little, you know, out of their face when talking about certain things that involve rap. I'm talking about Bronx Johnny.
Okay.
And I'm worried we might get shot.
Nah, we'll be all right.
Well, if you watch the video for Demons, I mean, everyone has a gun. Yeah. About three or four.
And they didn't
of
have
them.
That disclaimer in the beginning like Slim Jesus.
Oh, no. Slim Jesus is a bitch. I mean, we're all about fucking bands.
Yeah, of course.
What the fuck were we even talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
Fucking bands is our dude. White Sox fan. I'm sure he felt bad about the Cubs. I'm going to ask him about that when he's on. Hopefully he doesn't get pissed at me. Well, so we asked him about Xanax.
Yeah, you lean. Said you were going through their Twitter and you were just like, yo, these guys love downers.
Yeah. They fucking constantly rap about benzos.
That's good.
Him, Rax ATM, Chief De Niro, everyone we love.
Shit, man.
It's exciting.
Damn, you went deep on the SoundCloud, too. Jesus.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm fucking all about him. This is some good shit. I'm sick of listening to Drake.
Yeah, he gets out of it.
Right?
One thing that I wanted to point out to you about the Atlanta thing, though, because you could smoke everywhere. There's smoking sections in the airport down there.
Nice.
And
yeah, I've been to the I was at the Houston airport where you can smoke in the Atlanta airport, too.
Yeah, but I noticed that the bars, like the few bars that they'll let you smoke in New York are filled with smoke because it's like people just chain smoke in there because it's a novelty. Mm-hmm. But down there, it's like, oh, it's not too crazy. Like, we were in some packed bars that weren't well ventilated, and people were smoking, and it wasn't, like, crazy. You know what I mean?
Because you got other options to go smoke elsewhere and shit. Like, in New York, you can't really go outside the fucking bar sometimes to even smoke nowadays and shit.
It's really weird when I can smoke in a bar. It freaks me out.
Like, I'm just saying, it's like, people were like, remember when, like, bars were filled with smoke? And I always kind of thought to myself, like, not really. But when I go to a bar now where there's smoke, I come out stinking like smoke.
You like that, though? You like
No, I really hate it, because there's nothing worse than a hangover if you're a non-smoker than just everything you're wearing, because you passed out in your clothes just reeking of fucking...
Why do you like hanging out with me? Well, you don't. Never mind. That's awesome. Yeah, I remember when we were in New Orleans together. I was smoking everywhere. It was amazing.
But you could still smoke in bars then, couldn't you?
No. When we turned 21 was the fucking year that the smoking ban came out.
Yeah, I remember they walked around the pool hall at midnight and just collected all the ashes. It was very sad. Everybody smoked their last cigarette in the pool hall.
That is a downer.
Damn. Well, everybody was worried that first night that the fucking cops are just going to come in there. And it's like a $50,000 fine. You automatically fail your health inspection.
But it took like a few months for it to finally fucking go into real effect because people were saying, fuck it, we're still going to smoke in certain, and a lot of bars actually. You'd find a couple bars in every neighborhood that were still smoking. They were saying, screw this.
Now it's like one and they lock the door at two and let you smoke in there.
Yeah, you're if you're smoking in a bar in New York City, it's an after hours club.
Yeah, so they're really not giving a fuck anyway.
Yeah, which is, you know, we've lost the war on smoke. Which I guess Chris is happy about, because God forbid Chris smells like a cigarette after he wakes up. After
no, I'm just saying
years.
I didn't mind the smoking in the bars in Atlanta, but the bars that allow smoking here.
Call it Hotlanta.
I'm not going to call it that.
Don't do that.
It's patronizing.
Did you do the
Patreon.com/iSocietyRadio.
We already hit the goal, goddamn.
We still got more.
Well, let people know they can still donate to come to the party.
Of course, they still could. That's true. If you want to come to the party, you better donate. And don't think we can't check to make sure you actually made those damn pledges.
Hell yeah, son. We'll have a laptop or tablet at the ready.
Oh, we're buying a tablet for this party now, too?
I'm saying,
I thought you were trying to keep costs down.
I thought we had one.
I mean, I have a tablet. I'm not going to bring my tablet.
Why not?
You can bring yours.
I could. But I don't trust these motherfuckers around my shit, son. I barely know them.
I fucking trust them. They're our Patreon subscribers.
So you can bring your tablet.
I don't have one. I don't even have a DVR.
You have
Damn,
a laptop,
son.
Though. I don't have a DVR.
Hey, I don't have
it
that
seems like
either.
Everyone.
It's kind of
you don't have one either?
It's kind of pointless to have it.
I think you're the only two people I've met in like a long time that don't have a DVR other
have,
than myself.
You have on demand, like the week of, it's back on.
Yeah,
so
I don't
give
like, a fuck. It's like whatever, bro.
So you just torrent it.
Oh, that too, yeah, son.
Yeah, it's, yeah, download it like South Park.
I missed South Park.
And I just fucking torrented it, dude. Downloaded it.
Word.
Who's going to come get me? What, the feds? What, am I going to get a fucking cease and desist from Time Warner? And guess what? I'll start my own cable company.
Google Fiber? I think you can use that name.
Oh, God, I love some Google Fiber. We should just move to wherever Google Fiber is just to enjoy it.
I think they're going to Atlanta.
I guess we're moving to Atlanta, guys.
Woo!
Ow!
Forgot what I was going to say. This is not good. Really starting to burn out here. So, all right, you went to Atlanta. Party's happening. Fucking drill rap is really big in our lives right now.
Shit's looking up, son.
You think?
No jinx. Shit's just looking up.
Thanks for jinxing us, then.
Well, you got football picks coming, too.
You
so.
Just shit all over me and my dreams.
Yeah, how is your... You forgot to make some picks last week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I got too carried away.
Got a couple angry...
Did you just throw them away for free on Periscope?
I don't even think I gave... No, it didn't happen last week because fucking... I had this surgery to go to on Friday, so I was all whacked out.
Yeah, you like Bob on us right now? Is your arm even really hurt, son? You just don't want to put in work?
I go to work every day. I was fucking at work
I'm saying for
2 days after the surgery.
For the pizza party.
What do you mean? You were at work on Sunday?
I mean 3 days, whatever.
Oh,
then the Monday.
There goes the line.
I was going to say, that's the Lord's day.
All right. I'm going to fucking figure out some picks right now. What do you guys want to talk about?
Did you do the
that?
Matlock tour while you were in Atlanta?
I didn't even know that was a
dude,
thing.
Yeah, dude. They have like a fucking
I did go to the World of Coca-Cola. It's fucking weird.
Is it? What's the fuck? What bottles and shit and different flavors? That's about
well, it's
it,
like,
right?
Well, it's like a bunch of taps. There's all these like weird exhibits in there. It's just basically $1 billion advertisement. It's fucking crazy. But they show you this like, before they let you in, they let you in groups. Before they let you in, they make you sit down and watch this like short Coca-Cola film.
Oh, no.
By the time, it's 3 minutes. I did almost laugh, Johnny, but then I remembered how pissed you were when I laughed at Planet of the Apes. So I did it. So, but when I got up, I looked around and people were crying.
What?
After this Coca-Cola film that wasn't even really about Coca-Cola.
Was
it showed like somebody proposing to his chick, showed like a little kid giving a girl a cup
was it
cookie.
Fucking Huck Finn or some shit? What are you talking about?
No, but people were fucking wiping tears when the lights came off. It was it's like they emotionally rape you and then they go, here, try all the flavors of soda from around the world.
Oh fuck. That's a good marketer. I'm gonna venture to say it was not an interracial couple in Atlanta in that video.
No, but there are a lot of interracial couples, both kinds.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know that.
Yeah. It's way more integrated than New York down there.
No fucking way. You gotta be shitting me.
It totally
that.
Is, dude.
You in a metropolitan area though, right?
Yeah, it was in the city. Proper.
I got my fucking picks, dudes, if you want to hear them.
Yeah, go for it.
Way to interrupt our conversation that was flowing smoothly.
You know what? You guys just go.
That's a good segue there, Chief. Dude, no,
yeah,
do your
no,
picks.
Go for it.
No, you ruined
it. People need the money.
All right, New York Giants versus the New Orleans Saints. Giants +3.5. Take it. Giants will win on the road in New Orleans.
Okay.
You like that, Johnny?
I like that one.
All right, give me that. Minnesota Vikings at the Chicago Bears. Vikings +1. Take it all day.
Mm.
Vikings defense is for real.
Every time you pick the Vikings, though, they come up a little short. So.
No, they covered the last time. That was
Did they?
Yes, you jackass. Jesus Christ. So take the Vikings at +1 against the Bears in Chicago. Take the Giants +3.5 in New Orleans against the Saints. And for my third pick, take the Denver Broncos at +2.5 in Denver against the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh, ballsy pick, huh?
The Green Bay Packers will be 6-1 after Sunday night. Aaron Rodgers will have broken his shin and right elbow. Peyton Manning will have been shot by a sniper in the crowd. And whoever the backup is in Denver will.
This is a very specific.
This sounds like fucking the plot from the last
Boy Scouts.
And pick
6 too against Rodgers.
I thought it was that movie 8mm, but except like, with football players instead of boxers.
No, it's fucking Last Boy Scout where the dude got shot in the middle of the field. Stop stealing ideas, son.
I love. No. No.
Peyton Manning's gonna get fucking shot.
There's a sniper in the crowd, not by another player, but like some anti-fucking Peyton.
There was a dude in the fucking crowd. Wasn't
that movie The Fan with Robert De Niro and Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, that was my shit, son.
Peyton Manning, aka Chicken Parm Man. That's what we should all call him.
God, yeah. Those commercials are rough, man.
As he's watching Chicken Parm Weekly.
Oh. To be fair, Joe fucking Namath modeled like fucking leggings and shit, so I can't really shit on
Peyton.
Which he
still did. I finally have a legging I could trust. Can't trust these other fucking spokespeople. They're garbage.
You saw they busted a massive sports gambling ring?
No,
what
where?
Are you gonna do? New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, $32 million sports gambling ring got broken up.
Was it fucking mob-related?
No, they seem to be Arab names.
Really? Oh. Yeah, you got to break that shit up.
I know one person that supposedly collects from one of those places. I should ask them what the fuck the deal is.
I feel like they're probably lying to you.
Yeah, right? I mean, I figured, yeah.
Who are they?
Someone I know. I'll tell you later.
Someone I know?
No, you don't know them.
Oh, then they're definitely lying.
Yeah.
Someone has a high opinion of themselves. If I don't know them, fuck them.
I can't co-sign that.
I'm a great judge of character.
No, you are. It's a good fucking
point. I never hang out with you guys off the air.
That's bullshit, and you know it, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. God, I'm looking bad.
You still on your yik yak?
What?
That's your shit, right?
He's
yik-yak?
Just throwing fucking.
What's yik yak?
It's the fucking social networking app.
Oh, don't just ask if I was gacked up. No, what's? That's, well, I don't know what.
I thought you got gacked up and just went on yik yak.
What is yik yak?
It's what all the kids are about.
But
I don't even know what the fuck.
It's an anonymous
about, right?
Social network. You've brought it up a few times.
Bullshit.
You've been like yik yak. That's what the kids like, right?
What?
What? Yeah, wait a
that
minute.
And Kick Messenger.
Is the yik yak?
I guarantee people could pull like 5 clips of you saying that exact sentence from
yik yak.
I
don't know. Go for it. If you do, I don't know. Donate some money. Come to the pizza party.
Do some work for us, then give us money.
Is the yik yak like part of why that gambling ring got taken on? Like,
no.
You really switched gears out of nowhere on
I
that.
I did.
One.
So what goes on in social media? Is it like 4chan? Like, it's anonymous?
It's anonymous. So, and it's just people shitting on each other. Basically, like, you download it. And it just shows you everybody else that's online in your area, but it's completely anonymous. It's just people shitting on each other.
It's weird.
Yeah, so some psychiatrist came out and said it's the most dangerous app I've ever seen. Because,
well,
like,
then she must not know of 4chan, because that's been around for fucking
app.
Years.
There's no 4chan. There's no official 4chan app.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
I use Clover. I go on 4chan. I read the news of the day. Let's see what's going on 4chan right now.
Oh, I mean, we really should have a bed for this.
Yeah,
it's going to be a new bit.
It's going to be a thing.
They're calling the Seahawks the Seacucks.
Still?
We've done that one.
hold on. I'm just going to read the first paragraph of this post. I'm a 31-year-old man and recently have had the amazing opportunity to babysit a cute 11-year-old girl.
What?
Not going to click on that.
No,
click on it. Click on it. Click on it.
Nope.
No.
Facebook thread, post. Pictures you shouldn't have posted online.
Mm.
Trap thread. Trap is a I guess transsexual chick with a dick.
Oh, because they trap you?
Yeah, because they trap you, but then I guess you like it, so you still suck that D.
Mm. oh shit.
Yeah, all right. So we got some trap porn and here's hoping Tom Brady gets Joe's Theismann tonight.
Oh, that's fucked up, man.
Oh, no, dude.
It's not yik yak, though. You got anything on that yik yak, son?
I'm saying yik yak is dangerous for these children. They've already proven that Facebook makes you a narcissist.
Way too fucking sensitive, son. I agree with that. It kind of does.
So that's what I'm saying. This is even worse. Well, no, what they're saying is, what this is, since it's so anonymous, is that there's nothing stopping you from saying somebody's name, right? So let's say me and you are on Yik Yak at the same mm-hmm. time. You won't know it's me saying Bronx Johnny fucks kids. Like I could just say that, but you wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Well, I just assume it.
But I mean, he's got that mustache. I mean, that's on him. But I could write that and nobody would know.
That you did it.
That I did it. You wouldn't even know that I did it. I mean, you could probably guess.
Yeah, probably.
But like, there's no way to verify if it's true or not. You know?
It's probably true, though.
I don't think
it
is.
If you know Johnny.
I'm saying it's probably not true. What I'm saying is it makes it easy for people to slander you. So let's say you're in school and somebody does that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're slandered to everybody else on Yik Yak in the school, and there's no way to prove who slandered you.
Can't fucking sue anybody and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Legal. It's not even like usernames. It's just like icons and shows you what's going on around near you.
Mm.
See? So it's a slander tool. So it's dangerous.
So it's basically like AOL chat back in the day.
But it's different because it's not even like screen names. Yeah, there's no screen names.
Well, yeah, on 4chan, it's all Anon. It's like, whatever, Anon. Da, 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 da. You know? Oh, wait. Am I the only one who still reads 4chan? You guys don't go near that thing?
No, man.
I mean, not as much. Like, we don't need to bring everything all back to 4chan.
The only reason I'm bringing it up is because fucking this thing is exactly what 4chan is. It's
it's not the same thing because 4chan is worldwide. This is like the people in your proximity. It's like Tinder, but for chat.
Oh!
But there's no pictures either, so you don't know who the fuck it is.
Boo!
So they're going to shit talk you. It could be your next door neighbor shit talk you. You wouldn't know.
I'm sure my next door neighbor shit talk me.
Why didn't they try to get you thrown out of the building?
Yeah. Dicks, bring it. Well, don't bring it. I want to be left alone. just don't bother me. I don't ask for much. We're almost wrapping up there, dudes.
I think we got time.
I think
you got more Yik Yak shit.
I got a whole Yik Yak.
How many more?
I'm trying to relate to the fucking kids. This is a huge app for people in the college age range.
I don't really see the benefit.
That's our
of it,
demo.
Other than, like,
I'm in college right
people.
Now.
No, you're not.
No.
I'm in DeVry. I'm going for continuing education.
It's not college. It's a trade school.
It's right. Very much a trade school.
Well, then I was lied to at my recruitment officer. This is pretty exciting times, though. We got the pizza party. We got a fucking big-time rapper on the episode, hopefully, next week.
I'm digging that shit.
As long as you can talk to C. Do you leave a message? Did you call him?
Of course.
All right.
I don't think you should be saying his name so sarcastically.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it sarcastically.
I'm just saying you guys are going to get us killed. Is all I'm saying.
I'm not going to get us killed. They're going to love us.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
They had a lot of guns in that video. I'm just a little apprehensive.
Yeah, I know. With extended clips, which they were very apt to point out multiple times.
We'll be all right.
And a shitload of sticks. Nonstop. Just
if they want to bring that, they're more than welcome to. But no guns.
It's just a phoner. No one's coming anywhere near the Society Radio headquarters.
Oh.
But yeah, there were a tremendous amount of weapons in that video. Actually, all of their videos, there's a lot of...
That's all I'm saying, bro.
It's like RoboCop 1 and them shits.
It's kind of like RoboCop 1. You're 100% right. And they're lit. And fuck it, yo. The south side of Chicago, I think these dudes are from the east side, but at least the south side, it's like fucking OCP should roll up in there and just throw in some fucking N209s. There has to be a cocaine factory run by a fucking guy that looks like Red from that 70s show.
That's that dude
pumping coke into the fucking community.
It's my
dude. Or at least in Detroit. I mean, somewhere.
Bitches leave. It's my shit.
Bitches leave.
Man, he killed that motherfucker with a grenade.
My favorite part of that movie when George Clooney's cousin or whatever was fucking doing coke off that chick's tits right before he got killed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck. I was kind of tight. They snitched on Dick Jones like that. Like, RoboCop wouldn't even beat his ass.
Dick Jones!
He's like, Dick Jones did it. I'm like, damn, Clarence, shut the fuck up.
Fuck, they do. They don't give a fuck.
They just let him know that he works for Dick Jones. So the cops aren't supposed to touch him.
Dick Jones! Fuck, I love that movie.
They killed
it. It holds up. I just rewatched it.
I thought they should have had fucking Dick Jones survive to part two. That other old dude that ran OCP really wasn't a good villain. At all.
That guy wasn't a villain. He was just like a stupid old puppet.
No,
like,
dude.
Dick Jones
was
running the whole fucking thing.
No, but
you're the main old man.
The main old man was the bad guy toward the end. Remember? He was the one that brought in the Jap Ninja. In the third one.
Oh, in the third movie.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about the third fucking RoboCop.
Yeah, we should really never talk about the third RoboCop. Yeah, only the first two. And a little bit the TV show.
That old dude was, he was the one who fired, was it Dick Jones? And allowed RoboCop to buck his ass up. Great movie, man. And these squibs, which is so much better than
CGI. Yeah, that's a fucking classic.
Oh, I sent you something last week about the CGI thing, like why people, apparently there's like an effect in people's brains. Like they associate, like the squibs just feel realer. You know what I mean? Regardless.
Sure.
Like, it's just...
Like, no matter how good it looks, we know it's CGI.
Exactly. So the work is just interpreted as... It just interpreted as harder, so you appreciate it more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how your brain interprets it. Like, that looked like a lot of work, as opposed to CGI, which is like some guy pushing buttons, even though it's fucking hard as hell, like 3D animate anything.
We should put up a new goal and say, let's get squibs for everyone. So we can just shoot like a video of us fucking popping off some squibs.
Can you just buy squibs?
I don't know. But like, we also have to buy like the thing to, you know, put on our body so it looks like a fucking, we got shot.
Yeah, you put a shirt over it.
All right.
Squib. There's a YouTube video how to make a squib.
That's a lot of work, though, man.
Squibfx.com.
Squibs is the shit. All right, we're wrapping up. I thank you so much to the Patreon subscribers.
Yeah, they fucking rock, man.
There you go, pricing.
You guys are the shit. Chris will be posting to the Patreon page in the next week.
$500 for the cheapest. Well, you can rent it for $200. The cheapest squib rig.
$200
called the Rodriguez.
That was shit.
It's $500. The Tarantino is $600.
We'll worry about that later. Let's just focus on pizza and parties. So yeah, the pizza party will be happening, and Chris will, or we'll all figure out what to post on the Patreon page. No, you're the one who fucking always posts the Patreon page.
I thought you were handling this.
We're all handling this as a team, and all the details will get out there, and we'll figure out what the best date is for everybody. And we're going to have a great time. And hopefully bands will be fucking in next week to, I don't know, talk about Chicago.
I mean, I'm sure he's going to talk about some lean.
Maybe
we'll
get that squib.
Something he's going to put in somebody's face. You know,
sure.
Maybe squeeze that thing.
I'm going to guess a fucking 30 or a 50 with an extended clip.
Maybe we should ask him to be one of his videos and we wear the squib vest for that shit. Like, yo,
try to get in one of his videos.
I like, yo, you can. I'll get a white girl or black chick and pretend you like you banging shit. And I'll be there, like, no.
I'll just throw Xanax everywhere.
Hell
fucking
yeah.
Pound fucking lean.
We can pretend to do that part.
All right, at HS Radio Show on Twitter, Instagram.com/High Society Radio, Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio, and Patreon.com/High Society Radio. Be tuned to the Patreon page. We'll figure everything out. We'll have the best time ever. I'm Chris Pepperdick Stanley.
Rob Strong and Chris from
Brooklyn.